Chapter 2. Betsy. Betsy Wilson returned to the office, pleased Suki had joined her and the others for lunch. In many ways, theirs was an odd group of women, but they'd become good friends in a short time. Working together on the top floor of MacTel Communications, where tempers ran high from execs under stress, it was good to have a buddy or two or three on your side. Funny, Betsy thought, how you meet some women and there's an instant connection, a willingness to help one another get through the ups and downs of another day. She'd always treasured that about women. Betsy leaned back in her desk chair and gazed at the framed photograph of Caitlin and Garrett, her two grandchildren. She had placed their picture on the corner of her desk where everyone could see them. Studying their sweet little features, her heart swelled with love. She felt so lucky to have them in her life. Lifting the tiny bottle of perfume they'd bought her at the dollar store for Valentine's Day, she opened it, inhaled the flowery aroma, and dabbed a little behind her ears. Her grandchildren were the frosting on the cake, the sugar in her coffee, whatever cute saying she could come up with. She loved them like crazy. Their mother? Not so much. Betsy's thoughts turned to Suki. She had a heart of gold. They'd been neighbors a long time, friends from the first day they'd met, back when their boys were young. Growing up, Richie had spent a lot of time at Suki's house. Betsy had always admired her. Her husband? Another story. Betsy's boss handed a folder to her.
I need this done right away. Think you can do it?
Sure. Betsy smiled, but wondered why he always waited until the last minute to land a new project on her desk. Setting aside her personal thoughts, Betsy focused on her work. The afternoon sped by as she put together an agenda and a PowerPoint presentation for a sales meeting. She'd tell anyone who asked that she was no techie, but she loved being part of the scene at MacTel Communications. All those crazy scripts and programs everyone talked about meant little to her. It was the admin work she enjoyed. She edited the presentation one last time, emailed it, and printed off a hard copy for her boss.